This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Casals, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Joanna Klink reading A Welcome. Hello, Leander. Tucked into cloth, tiny lion who yawns through the virus and tear gas. You are a new scent of heat. Before any scar grazes your legs, I would show you the rows of bicycles in burned colors and whistles and cardinals who pin the cold snow. You hold a small share of what it means to be here. When the air shatters around you, gold and marine, please know you belong. You are half sky, half butterfly net, alive to friends and strangers, fast to net and trust. There is nothing that is not worth much. Arrayed in overalls and tackle box, you should grow to see the deep green rains, the roads brushing the clouds. To compass all you have done from a porch in late life and listen to the bees who, woolen and undeterred, have returned. I hope you stay warm inside the white dusk of morning. No one stays unscathed, but you have days of summer to grow into your thoughts and learn the great caring tasks. You have yards of tree light to race through under the birds' low, song-swept radiances. The trills you hear are glass grace. They are singing. About this poem. My friend's baby was due in the early summer of 2020. I was worried. COVID-19 was early in its trajectory, but still killing tens of thousands of people around the world. There were no vaccines, and any hospital stay carried some risk. This baby was being born to two moms in a climate of rising anti-LGBTQ hate, and at a time when the murder of Black people by the police weighed heavily on the nation's conscience and raised questions about young people's future in America, just as it continues to. I wanted to compose a prayer for him to live a long life. I wrote this poem right after I heard that Caroline and the baby were safe, to welcome the baby.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.